Each Tuesday at this time, we check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We're joined again this morning by reporter Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
Two items to ask you about this time, recently appearing in the PolitiFact Virginia column. Paul Begala, who's a Democratic strategist at the national level, recently made a statement about Ken Cuccinelli, the Republican nominee for governor in Virginia, saying that Cuccinelli, quote, had attacked churches for helping the poor. What did you find out when you checked into that?
Well, Begala pointed to an article in the Virginian Pilot about a September speech that Cuccinelli made to Cherish Life Ministries in Ashburn, Virginia, and a video of Cuccinelli's speech certainly shows him leveling criticism on Catholic church leaders, whom Cuccinelli accused of being soft and weak. Now, Begala zeroed in on a statement where Cuccinelli said Catholic bishops have, in his words, helped create a culture of dependency on government, not God. Cuccinelli went on to say that bishops have been arguing that churches, quote, shouldn't be the primary institution in a society that is responsible for service to the poor. But that statement doesn't strike us as an attack on churches for helping the poor. Instead, Cuccinelli was criticizing what he said was an effort by the church to hand off some of its duties to the government. Now, Cuccinelli made a similar argument in his 2013 book, The Last Line of Defense, and in that book, Cuccinelli said, quote, taking care of the poor is ideally the province first of families, churches, and charities, not the government. Now, Begala's statement suggests Cuccinelli opposes the charitable work done by religious organizations, but a full reading of Cuccinelli's comments show he was saying the opposite, that charitable work is the responsibility of religious organizations, not the government. So he rated Begala's statement false.
Now, Cuccinelli himself got a false rating on the Truth-O-Meter. He said about his Democratic opponent for governor, Terry McAuliffe, that McAuliffe, quote, opposes Virginia's right-to-work law. What did you find out on that?
Well, during a January speech, McAuliffe said Virginia, in his words, is a great right-to-work state and that the law helps grow businesses in the Commonwealth. And he also said that Virginia should never change being a right-to-work state. But Cuccinelli's campaign pointed to a June article in the Washington Post, which said that during a visit to Northern Virginia, McAuliffe declined to say whether he would protect the Commonwealth status as a right-to-work state. But in that article, McAuliffe says nothing negative about right-to-work. McAuliffe was even quoted as saying that the right-to-work law had been in place for decades and that he wouldn't change it. Cuccinelli's campaign also points to McAuliffe's friendliness with unions to prove the Democrat opposes the right-to-work law, but that's a flimsy argument because it's entirely possible to support unions and the right-to-work law. And on at least two occasions, as McAuliffe has said, he would not try to change the law. Cuccinelli offers no credible proof for his claim, so we rated it false.
All right, thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.